This is episode 117 of the Rise Up Podcast. We're a morning radio show hosted by Steve and Tim on Family Life, a network of stations across New York and Pennsylvania. This podcast is a weekly conversation designed to help you think and laugh and keep your eyes on Jesus. If you haven't already, subscribe today so you don't miss a single episode. And find out more about our show at familylife.org.
Feel free to stick around a while. We love it when you're here. This is Rise Up with Steve and Tim on Family Life.
Once upon a time, there was an old farmer who had worked his crops for many years. And one day, his horse ran away. And upon hearing the news, neighbors came to visit and said, "Oh, that's bad news. You must be so sad." "We'll see," the farmer said. The next morning, the horse returned, bringing with it two other wild horses, and the neighbor saw it. "How wonderful! Not only did your horse return, but you received two more. That is fabulous! Great, great news!" "We'll see," answered the farmer. Following day, the son tried to ride one of the untamed horses, and the son was thrown and broke his leg. Neighbors came again to offer their sympathy on this misfortune. "Oh, now your son can't help out with your farming. That's terrible news." "We'll see," replied the old farmer. Following week, the military officials came to the village to get young men into the army. Seeing that the young son's leg was broken, they passed him by. And the neighbors congratulated the farmer on how well things had turned out. "That's great news. You must be so happy." The man smiled at himself and once again said, "We'll see." Because, you know, you never know what God has in store. Sometimes we see good news and we think, yes, or we see bad news and we think that's the end of the story. With God, the story always continues.
Yes, it does. It was a story specifically for me. I'm going to Bluey right now.
Bluey?
The kids show, the animated show. I say kids show. We know it's a parents show. And that's other parents. If there are others who saw the latest big special episode, they're thinking, "Hey, I know that story Steve's talking about." But Steve, while I was watching Bluey, I was thinking of you. Because I've heard you share before that story, the parable of the farmer and the good news, bad news, good luck, bad luck, we'll see. Because I know how important it is to you to see God's big picture. Like, God does do that. I'm not wrong, am I, to take it right to Romans 8:28, that we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. And I know you'd point it out if I didn't, to say that all things working together for good, boy, we got to be careful that we're not saying that means if you love God, everything's going to work out right now. Everything is going to work out. If you zoom all the way out, big picture, eternity, everything's going to work out. But in the meantime, it's going to be all kinds of things. Some of them are going to be bad news right now. because there's always that we'll see perspective. You don't know what God's going to do with it. Ultimately, you know you can trust him because of Jesus and because your eternity is set and secure. But I'm thinking, like, are there any, like, specific kind of stories even that come to mind? Because I know how much that Romans 8:28 truth means to you, Steve.
By the way, am I going to find out what happened on Bluey, or should I wait?
No, you're not going to find out. You got to watch the special.
Okay.
Keep listening.
Okay.
There will be a spoiler later. I'll warn you that much.
Okay, there you go. Yes, I mean, the first thing I think about with Romans 8:28, although so many examples of it, I think back to the year 2010, and I was almost at 20 years at the job that I had in radio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when all of a sudden, unannounced, not expecting it, called into the boss's office with another person and some other people. They had changed the format and they were getting rid of all the announcers. Oh. And that was my warning. And so I had no warning. It was like, there you go. You're done. I was like, wow, didn't see that coming. That's awful news. And in my mind, it was awful news.
Right.
So yeah, it was terrible. But now, right in the midst of that, and you go through a process, and everybody does when they receive bad news, and they have to process it and go through it. But then, you know, you wind the clock to 2024, because it only took about a year, a little over a year, and I was moved from Tulsa, Oklahoma to a place called Bath, New York, at Family Life Ministries, and have been there since. And I think of so many different things within that story that I get to be serving God in a way that I never would have imagined through gifts and talents that he's given me to do radio, but I do it for his glory. Not that I didn't do it before for his glory, but it wasn't in a Christian environment where I was before, and this is. So I look back at that, oh, it's bad news. If I had the wisdom of the farmer, I should have said, we'll see.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You know,
no,
and then, but I think of even other offshoots of that. Our son Will is now married to a wonderful woman of God who he met at a college he went to that he would never have gone to, you know. Anyway, there's so many offshoots to wonderful things that happened from something that in my mind at the time was awful. It was terrible news. Boy, I wish I had had at that moment the thing to say, we'll see. And it really taught me a lesson. So even to this day, when bad things happen, good things happen, you just, it's just part of God's plan.
Yeah.
We don't know. And we praise God when great things happen. Mm-hmm. But when things don't go our way, we go, okay, God's proven it before. And I just know by faith that he'll do it again.
Yeah. And just thinking about those stories that you couldn't know until you look back later. Here's one that I think of from my family history, and it's like I know not everything goes this way, and it's a sad story, but you also look and say, wow, God is good. Though my mom, when she was a little girl, had a little puppy, a little dog. Tiny was the dog's name, and one of the hardest things that happened to her as a little girl was when her dog Tiny was crossing the street. And my mom saw Tiny doing this and knew, oh, that's dangerous. So she called out to Tiny, called out her name. She stopped and looked back at my mom because she called out her name. And Tiny got hit.
Mm.
And Tiny didn't make it. Mm. And my mom prayed and prayed for days, like, God, you can bring her back. She's a little girl, has all this faith. I know the Bible. God can bring things back from the dead. He can. He didn't.
Mm.
And my mom kind of lived with that. And you know, it's not like it haunted her, but she always remembered, it's because I called out her name. Many years later, I and my brothers mom's dropping us off. She's dropping off my older brother for piano lessons. And he's crossing the street and he only looks one way. And mom sees a minivan coming down the road. She's about to call out Sean. And she sees Tiny. In her mind's eye, she doesn't call out his name. And he just barely dives onto the other side of the street. The van goes around him, doesn't hit him. And in that moment, she saw her little dog and she saw her son.
Mm.
And that was like, whew, God, could you have let that heartbreak happen to me when I was a little girl? Because you wanted to save the son that I didn't even have yet?
Mm.
Yeah, God could do that.
Mm.
God can take what looks like it's just a loss, and he can make it into life. I mean, look at the cross. This is what he's all about. Looks like the greatest darkness of all time, but he brings the most light we've ever known through it. So we can trust him. We can say we'll see, because it's not just like the story. We'll see if it turns out to be good luck or bad luck. No, we'll see how God chooses to make this into a life story too.
Facing a whole new day is a lot easier when you remember that God is in charge. You're listening to Rise Up on Family Life.
My name's Ashley. Okay, have to see if anybody else feels this way.
Okay.
I was so mad at Bluey for doing that to me.
Spoilers. Okay, skip the next 2 minutes of this podcast if you don't want to hear spoilers for the kids' show, Bluey. Now, if that sounds weird to you, I'm saying it because a lot of us parents care about this show a lot. So if you haven't seen the latest special episode of Bluey called The Sign, here come the spoilers. You're going to want to skip it if you care. Bluey's parents have put the beloved family home up for sale. And the spoiler, they don't end up selling Bluey's childhood home. For Ashley calling the show here, the emotions weren't all the good feels. All right, let's get back to our call with Ashley.
Because we are considering selling our house. And I was like, I thought it was going to be this great social story we could use to help prep our kids. And then they don't sell the house in the end. Spoiler. And I'm like, what are you doing, Jimmy?
Oh, no.
This is not helpful.
It was so close to being this, like, object lesson you could use for your family's big adventure, and then...
It'll be okay, you know? Like, we don't always need to know the ending. I love that. Like, we don't always get to know. We'll see how it turns out. God is in control is the thing that we would add. Like, God's in control. He's not going to let it go super sideways. Mm-hmm. It'll be okay. And then they're like, not moving anyway. I'm like, why?
By the way, I just have a calming, I want to put a calming word in for you right now. Just a calming word.
What
but I don't want to mess anything up, though.
What's
but I want to be calming. That Bluey is
calming words are welcome.
Bluey is fictional.
Nope. No, it doesn't help. Oh.
Not with kids. No.
Not with kids.
Yes,
still a good lesson, though, Ashley, right? It is, right? Is it good news or bad news? We'll see, right?
We'll see. We literally were outside in our house going, okay, so maybe we could build an addition here. And I'm like, Bluey, this is all your fault.
Thanks for making us part of your morning routine. It's Rise Up with Steve and Tim on Family Life.
Beautiful life. Can't help but think that when I'm driving past the ball field the other day. You know, local ball field and such.
Yeah.
You've got all the cars and everything out there. It's packed.
Yeah.
You're like, wow. And you know me, Steve. I'm not like, I don't get a lot of what's going on in sports. That's not my area.
Mm-hmm.
But I can still see something really special in that beautiful life when I see it happening. I mean, think about all that's going on there in that packed local ball field. You've got parents sporting their kids, athletes laser focused, coaches that are just dialed in waiting to see if their hard work training is going to pay off for these young people whose lives they're pouring into.
Mm-hmm.
And if I drove by in, I don't know, say 90 minutes, ball field probably be empty.
Yeah.
If that game's underway. Wow. All that. All that work, all that emotion, all that heart, and just gone? Here's the thing. What hits me about it? God cares about all of those minutes, every inning. Yeah, God cares about it. Just because something is temporary doesn't mean it's not important. A lot of things, ball games, meals around a table, whatever. They're here 1 minute in this life and they're gone the next. And God still cares about every single second he gives us. This beautiful life.
Here we go. It's another new day. You're listening to Rise Up with Steve and Tim on Family Life.
Oh, we need to be more like our dogs at some point.
We do.
That's what the question was this morning. What Jesus-like trait does your dog possess that you kind of wish you had a little bit more of? April texted us, says her dog Shadow lives up to the name because wherever I am, that's where he wants to be close to me.
Oh.
Reminds me that God is always with me. I'd like to be with people when they need me, too.
Wow.
So that's the question.
Good.
Yeah, that's really good. What's your Jesus-like trait that your dog possesses? Who's this?
Chris Lederer, Mexico, New York. We have a golden doodle, Maple.
What's Maple's best Jesus-like trait that maybe you want to be a little better like Maple?
She looks happy to see everybody.
Oh, wow.
And I just pictured Jesus that way.
That's beautiful. Can you imagine that? Happy to see everybody, that he could look at us like that. And wow, Lord, help us be more like Maple.
Good morning. Ed Zarnowski, and I live in Canton, Pennsylvania. The pet is a miniature fox terrier, and his name is, we call him Gooker. And his trait is submission.
Wow. Yeah, that's not an easy one.
Yeah, the trait is submission, and he's very good at it. And you look at that, and you just say to yourself, well, why can't I be like that?
Yeah.
The way the world is today, it doesn't make it easy, but as long as we stay true and faithful and look to Jesus for answers, we'll be all right.
Amen. Hey, and thanks. Is it Gooker, did you say?
Her name is Belle, but her nickname is Gooker.
Well, give Belle, give Gooker a big hug for us.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, my name is Debbie, and I live in Kennedy, New York. We have a yellow lab, and her name is Mabel Grace.
Aw.
She's full of grace, for sure.
Oh.
Grace.
Every morning before she eats, she has to say grace. She sits down and puts up her left paw, and we say, thank you, God, for this food, thank you for this day, and thank you for my family. In Jesus' name we pray, and then she eats.
Amen.
Amen.
May the blessings of the Lord be with you in all that you do today. This is Rise Up on Family Life.